African American population. The book describes slavery's and its residual, Jim Crow segregation, social depredation, and other relevant issues to American descendants of slaves and African Americans, including the current political climate that does not address our issues.
The future of legal betting is finally here. Place a bet using Cash App with Bitcoin right over the phone. Unlike with traditional gambling sites, every bet you place with us, you're guaranteed a 50% probability of winning. All of our bets are one-on-one against a real person and never the house. We offer some of the most unique bets in the industry. Bets like, will LeBron James win his fifth NBA title? Will Joe Biden be elected for a second term? Will Tesla be worth $1 trillion by the end of 2022? You can even bet on if it will rain tomorrow. You can literally bet on any future event. Text the phrase IBET to the number on the screen, and I'll reply with a list of all our available bets.
Are you tired of being overcharged and forced into paying a monthly subscription for your Mac and Windows software? Well, if you are, currently we're having a 50% off discount on all the latest Mac and Windows software, such as AutoCAD, SolidWorks, Photoshop, Microsoft Office, and much more. Our 50% off discount will be ending soon, so be sure to text us Need Software to 323-407-8214. That's 323-407-8214. We aim to please, so expect 24/7 technical support, the latest premium software, instant software links delivered to your email, and PayPal's buyer's protection guarantee.
When you need a reliable influx of capital to grow your business, Spectra Capital Finance provides fast, individualized working capital loans with lines of credit to take your business to the next level. SpectraCapitalFinance.com.
This is the Black Channel. I am your host, your brother, your humble servant, the Black Authority. Very glad to be all here this evening. As we are doing a bit of a catch-up here, we're talking about Biden is now declaring that defund the police should now be refund the police. So he has clearly staked out his claim in no uncertain terms that he is back in the badge, and that's just the end of it. That's just all there is, and that is the end of it. So if you're voting for Biden, you are voting for the police. In no uncertain terms, he made sure about that.
America the most, including issues of policing.
Let's not abandon our streets or choose between safety and equal justice. We should all agree the answer is not to defund the police. It's to fund the police. Fund them.
Polly Low Kamala, she knows this ain't going to go well anywhere. Ski-wee, baby. Ski-wee, baby. Okay, let's see if your sorority sisters are going to back that little line. By the way, let's see if your sorority... Where the hell is Monique Presley? Somebody tell me. Somebody see if y'all can get her back in my mentions. By the way, since she likes to say so much to me. Somebody see if you can get Monique Presley back in my mentions so she can go ahead and explain this. Go ahead and explain this for us. All right. Well, just in case you thought things couldn't get any worse, just to coincide with exactly what I told you here, there was another story out here. Another story, by the way. And this one is coming from KRON, Channel 4. And boy, oh boy, now they're talking about how vaccine demand is plummeting. So there's a whole bunch of vaccines. Folk are not taking the vaccines anymore. They're not getting shot up like that anymore. The numbers are going down all over the place, and folks aren't out here trying to get their vaccines anymore. Boy, I'm telling you. But listen to what this, the head of the California Vaccine Advisory Committee, listen to what he has to say. Is he happy about it?
that people are not sitting up here grabbing vaccine, that folks are not as sick as they were and you don't need it anything and hospital numbers are dropping. Is he happy about that? No, actually, he's quite the opposite.
The Department of Public Health says providers are asked to keep doses until they expire before properly disposing them.
I think the challenge is doing a better job both messaging the importance of vaccination.
Dr. Michael Wasserman sat on the California Vaccine Advisory Committee. He is still concerned about vulnerable groups and says remaining vaccine could be put to good use in California and other parts of the country.
Well, we still have to vaccinate poor communities of color that are not fully vaccinated yet and that continue to have higher degrees of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID. Vaccinate poor
and other parts of the country.
We still have to vaccinate poor communities of color that are not fully vaccinated yet and that continue to have higher degrees of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID.
KRON. So when the numbers are going up, Black folk got to line up. When the numbers are going down, y'all still need to line up. Totally unconcerned about anybody else. This is the only time you hear them specifically mentioning Black people. When it's time to put folks in jail and when it's time to strap them down for medication. And this is the only quote-unquote health care where Black people take center stage and are front and center in the conversation. Yeah. Yeah. He's not worried about all the white folks. He's not worried about anybody else. It's just, you know, them Negroes. When they say people of color, now when they say people of color, that only means Black people. When they say people of color now, that's only us. Any other time, if people of color is everybody else except us. When they say it here, oh, they're only talking about us. That's it. You know, we need to get them. Yeah. We need to get people of color. We're all like, yeah, let's let run to the Latinos and Asians. No, 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 no. We're leaving them at home. Really? Yeah. Don't worry. Bring your Black ass over here. But another thing I wanted to tell you about here, by the way, in case you were wondering, here's a picture of Joe Biden from his 100 days in office speech. If you want to go back and take a look at that, here's a picture of Joe Biden from his first 100, his speech we gave, first 100 days in office. Here's Biden from last week. Now take a look at the two females behind him. This first 100 days in office. This, a year later, what do you know? What the hell changed? Remember, just in January, they were telling us that the COVID numbers were up and everybody needs to get vaccinated and it's the end of the damn world. That's just what they were saying just a couple of months ago. Now, all of a sudden, that his polling numbers have plummeted, now that it's time for people to vote on it, all of a sudden, remember what I told you all, when it's time to vote in 2022, people, I don't know what it is about some of you. I guess some folks are just so used to losing that they just don't want to hold anybody accountable and that you consider a reliable source of information and an entertaining source of information to be equal. All I can say is your life's not going to amount to very much when those are your standards. People, having a reliable source of information matters. I told you this last year. I beat the drum. I beat the drum relentlessly about this, saying that, oh, all you folks who are worried about the vaccine mandates and all this stuff right here, don't worry. That's going to go away in 2022. In just a few months, it's going to go away because when the midterm elections come up, Biden is going to want to tell the world, don't worry, you voted for me, everything's great, everything's fine. And it's because of the draconian measures I took, that everything's great and everything's fine now. Well, what is he saying? Everything's great, everything's fine now. Los Angeles opening up, Philadelphia opening back up, New York City announced they're opening up tomorrow. Yeah, all of a sudden, now that it's midterm elections, everything's fine. I told you all specifically, 2022. I didn't wait until this started happening and go back to some cryptic statements. You all can go back to the program that I did where I specifically said 2022. When 2022 flips over, watch it change. Boom. January is Armageddon.